Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibrations stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl Sapphire, and I have a very, very special guest. It's just me tonight. Yasmin has to go make that paper. You know, hot girl summer continues. Ladies got to pay bills, do their thing. But I am joined by the lovely Ginger Banks.
Hello. I'm yes. So happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you on. First of all, the person that connected us, she's fucking awesome. So shout out to Lainey.
Hey.
There's a million and one things. Like, I've like just gotten to know you a little bit right before we started recording, and I'm just like, this girl is bomb as fire.
I know, I'm having fun hanging out.
Yes, it's good to just.
That's why it was taking you a while to set up. I was like, dude, take your time. I'm gonna fuck.
Meanwhile, my ass is like, oh fuck, I probably look like an amateur. She's like, this bitch got all this equipment and can't even fucking connect.
In my head, I'm like, yeah, it's probably complicated. There's a lot of places things could go wrong. It's fine.
A lot of wires.
I'll just go with the flow.
Yeah. So we're here. You're here. We're gonna do this.
Chilling.
Yes. So Ginger, you're coming off of a recent win, from what I hear.
Oh yeah.
You want to tell the people about it?
I recently won the Why Not Community Award for Most Helpful Model.
Okay. I have to say, by far in the categories, especially in the porn world, this by far you got to explain, like, most helpful. Like, what are you helping people with?
Dude, everything and anything. It's kind of crazy. Like, if somebody asks me a question in my DMs, mm-hmm. I will, if I have the time and the ability to answer them quickly, I will, no matter who it is. Like, all my messages are open on every single one of my social media platforms too.
Damn.
So it's kind of crazy because, like, sometimes at AVN, people will come up to me and they'll be like, they will remember me so passionately because I'm the person who helped them with this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. And honestly, until they pull up the messages, I might not remember because I do it so many times a day, so many times. I'm just like, but I have like a, it's not that hard. I have like a little notepad mm-hmm. that's copy and pasted. A lot of my questions are like, hey, my Instagram got deleted. That's a really easy one that I can help people with. It's here's the business link to get your account back, and here's what you need to do, and here's mm-hmm. how I got my account back, or just whatever it is, it's copied and pasted somewhere. So, I mean, how long does it take me to...
That's true.
Efficiency.
Hey, we all need efficiency in this time and era.
Like, motherfucker, you have all these copy and pasted things. Like, maybe make a website or a blog. Like, you have all this information that people are asking you for a lot. Like, let's consolidate that shit.
So you are literally just like an overall helper. It's not even sex, dating. I love that.
No, yeah. Like,
you're one-stop shop.
Sometimes people will get like doxxed at their work. Like, people will send their porn videos to their work, and I'll be like, here are the laws, or just wow. as much as I can. But I mean, it's obviously there's some people I can't help, you know. I do what I can when I can, you know. What's the serenity prayer? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
I'm a Catholic schoolgirl, and I didn't even know that.
That's an alcoholic's thing.
Well, hey.
That's an Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous saying.
I gotta say, I love that.
It helps for, like, codependency. It helps for, like, a lot of... Because I was, like, kind of obsessed with helping people. Like, now I help people when and where I can. Mm-hmm. Before, it was like, how can I change the world and make it better for every single person that lives on this earth?
Don't we all go through those periods?
Isn't
though?
That a really, yeah, but that's a really exhausting.
It is. It's very it's exhausting.
Like, every homeless person I see, I'm like, how can I, how did it just like never stopping? And so now the releasing and like the codependency, it's getting over that. It's been a,
you
been
found
a life
your release.
Change.
You yeah. found your release.
I'm detaching. I cannot solve everybody's problems.
But you know what?
I can help where I can.
Yeah. And your voice is useful. You know?
Oh my God, I know. That's the thing is, it's, I get treated so differently than some other performers. And that's one of the things too, I guess, that I'm very helpful for is there'll be like mini vids, or I don't want to call them out, but just for example, like some website, maybe they're not getting back to the models through support. And mm-hmm. so if I tweet about it, people pay attention. So I also try and use that sparingly, because people will see it and they'll be like, my videos aren't selling as much. Can you tweet about me? And I'm just like, my whole Twitter can't be other people. That doesn't make sense. Like, so it needs to be a,
you got to market yourself too.
Exactly. And I want to tell some girls that I see their Instagrams or their Twitters and I know they want to help, but they retweet so many other people's stuff that I like, someone will do something nice to me and I'll be like, oh, I want to go retweet one of their posts. Mm-hmm. I know how that helps their engagement. And I go through their profile and I can't find their stuff because they want to be like friends and they want to help everybody. And I'm just like,
it's spammy to me.
And it's spammy, and you're probably not helping anybody. And all you're doing is taking away from yourself and your own business. And if you actually grew that business, then maybe you could give some people some exposure every now and then. But if it's so much, so frequently,
it's draining.
Ain't nobody benefiting from that.
No. And like, for people like myself, I like to research. I like to get to know.
Yeah, the person.
Get to know the person. And let's face it, there's only so much, like, Instagram we talked about before. I'm kind of like, right now, Instagram can suck my non-existent dick.
Your strap-on.
Yes.
I saw someone say, suck my strap-on, this hot chick on Instagram. And I was like, bitch, you just put that into my fucking vernacular.
I'm gonna have to use that. Suck my strap on.
It goes together, so it just like flows.
But I gotta find a harness. So technically, they gotta suck my like actual dong.
I personally do not like the harnesses. I went to a sex toy store, and there was this lesbian there, and I was like, "Yo, give me the rundown." And she told me that it was like this brief. It's basically like panties.
I've seen that.
And the dildos go into it.
Yes.
The harnesses chafe you, and they go in like really weird. Like, it looks nice. It makes your ass look fucking
amazing.
Dope.
It makes a girl who has no ass get that little booty. It.
That's probably where they got those fucking lifting panty ideas from. But
wouldn't be surprised.
The harness, nothing. No chafing. No nothing.
Ooh.
You can thrust. It makes you feel like you actually have a fucking cock attached to you, which is a powerful feeling.
It is very. I love. Man, we're gonna be talking about a lot of things. Like, I love this.
Like, yo, I'm not trans, but can I just walk around with a dick every now and then? Like,
I said,
for some power.
If I was able to like walk around with a dick, I said, give me a fucking weekend. Okay. One day, Friday, I'm a masturbate with my dick. Saturday, I'm a fuck as many people. I don't care if it's a man, woman, I'm a fuck with my dick. I'm gonna get it sucked, fucked, everything. And then Sunday, shit. I'll probably masturbate again. No, actually, I said I would have a mold of my own pussy and see why people are so addicted. And fuck it. I will be narcissistic and fuck my own pussy.
Dude, I want to fuck myself so bad. I want to be cloned and have sex with myself.
Oh my God. Who are you? Anybody who's listening to me that currently fucks me, you know exactly what I mean by this. I'm literally looking at my person right now because I...
Do you say that?
Yes.
I feel like it's true though. It's like the next level masturbation.
It is.
Dude, I want to know what an orgasm feels like as like a release.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my orgasms are super internal in my brain and in my body. And I feel like when guys talk about, or when people have penises, talk about how like it feels different. Like, it's like a releasing feeling.
Yes.
And then it's kind of like a, well, I don't want to do that again. I don't understand that. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm like,
I see, like, you see it on men's faces. It looks like sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's like, what the fuck is this? This is fucking amazing. I was stroking my man's cock last night. Just like, you know.
Cash.
Yeah, you know, just casual.
Totally.
Gracing my nails against the balls. I was like, what does that shit feel like? And he's like, you know how you get off by your nipples? I was like, yeah. He's like, just like that. But a little bit like more.
How does he know though?
He doesn't like his nipples played with.
I feel like he knows. Like, after a while, like, yeah. You know, there's so many things you know about. Like, I know so much about the dick and balls and how it works. And obviously, I don't have one. It's like, I can play with the balls a little rougher when they're, like, tight up against.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, when they're tight up against it, you can be a little bit more rough with them. When they hang low, they're sensitive.
When they just, like, shrink in your hand a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you know when he's about to, like, get a little harder and you're like, oh, okay, we got it. We got it now. We got it now.
Dude, man.
It is quite fascinating.
I feel so powerful when I'm sucking a dick.
Really?
Yeah. I met this guy the other night and he was like, I have never had a girl come from sucking a dick. And I was like, bitch, you literally just say that around sluts. Challenge us. You say that around a group of sluts or a group of girls. One of them's a slut and she's like, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Challenge accepted.
You know,
that's me.
I feel more powerful eating pussy.
True. It's because it's like,
it's still foreign for people.
Exactly. And
it's
like
so foreign.
And like, dude, I can get a girl off with like if you can't get a girl off with your finger,
you fail.
You don't know how to fuck her properly, probably. Like, I just, that's, guys are so insecure about their dick size, and I'm like, how do lesbians make it work? How do they have such amazing sex all the time? You fucking morons. But then there are
the lesbians out there that can't fuck for the life of me, and I'm just like, do you not touch your own pussy?
I know.
Do you not know, like,
do you masturbate?
Do you look at it?
Do you know what a clit is, ma'am? Ma'am?
Ma'am? Excuse me, ma'am. South. Further down.
Knock, knock.
You in my belly, ma'am. Hole.
Ma'am, we're not here to sell you anything. We just want to know, do you know where your clit is located? It's here. Here's the diagram. All right. Thank you. Have a pleasant day.
Right. And
fuck
not
Mormon
5 minutes.
Missionaries. Cunt missionaries.
Cunt missionaries.
We're on a clit mission. A clit mission.
Clit mission.
Dude, honestly, like that. That's not a bad fucking, like, advocacy thing to go on. Like, go across the country.
Yes.
Just to show people where the clit is. That's
it. Can we talk about this for a second? Because seriously, there's a lot of women out there that don't even know their own vagina.
I went to a sex party this weekend and I only let people finger me. And there was only one girl who knew where my clit was. I think that maybe like six different people touched me down there. One of them was a guy. So five different girls, four of them were just rubbing all around it. Just all around it.
No.
It's like, I know.
I don't. It baffles my mind.
And I always have to take, I literally just take their finger and I put it where it is. And I'm like, I rub it.
Yeah.
And it's like a light bulb or something. I'm like, it doesn't feel flat. It's not the flat part of the vagina.
Thank you. There's a legit button there.
It's not the lip. It's not, go to the hole and then go up. Go to the hole.
It's like it's bad enough that we can't even find the G-spot, but your own clit, boo-boo.
That's on the outside.
Yeah.
It's really easy to find.
It's right there. And if you got like a fat, you know, if you got fupa action, honey. Okay, yes.
Use a mirror.
I can't
record
even tell
yourself.
You. Yes. And I have girlfriends that are like, no, I don't even like touching it when I have to wipe. And I'm like, wait, what?
That has to be my confidence. It has to be from masturbating so much.
Yes. I love masturbating.
I love masturbating so much. Like, I have been masturbating for so long and so much. And I don't give a fuck. Like, I remember like guys talking about how much they masturbated and wanting to be like, yeah, me too, in high school so much. But like all the girls were like, that's fucking crazy. Like, this one girl thought that only the bad guys masturbated.
Wait, what?
And I was in high school and I was like, honey, they all masturbate. And this one Mormon guy's like, I've never masturbated. And I'm pretty sure he was telling the truth, but I was like,
to each their own.
One or two, but he wants to.
Yeah.
Even though he's not masturbating, it's just because he's afraid he's going to burn in hell.
There's that girl. I mean, as I tell people, I was in the Catholic school system from first grade to 12th grade.
Catholics.
And honey, I had some. Yeah.
That's a fucked up one about sex.
Can I just say?
What did you learn about masturbation?
Well, luckily in my household, it was very open. And so living with my mom and dad, both under the same roof, my mom's a nurse. My dad, he works on computers. He coaches track and field. Like, my mom had books, medical books, lying all over the place. I was a very curious child that I would research.
You just
learn. Yeah.
That's what I just started following this, like, I think it's like a sexual education Instagram for kids. And the mom is saying how she just has these books in their house mixed in with all the other books. And whenever the kids are curious enough, they'll go up and they'll read the kid appropriate sex education books. And they just learn on their own, and it's just not a big deal.
It's
and
not.
You don't teach people to hate themselves.
You know?
And their sexual urges, because I remember one time I was masturbating in my bedroom, and I pretty sure my stepdad knew what was going on, and he was like trying to break down the door and scream at me.
And see, as I was taught later on in college during my sexual ed classes, the one thing that they said that the problem is that we need to stop shaming so early on.
So early.
Let a child discover behind closed doors. You teach them that.
Exactly. You say, this is something that feels good. You go do it in your bedroom by yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't do it with anyone else. You wash your hands before and after.
Exactly.
Instead of like screaming at them. And it, okay, legit, I'm just gonna be honest here.
No, please.
Little kids are fucking sexual. I used to babysit them, and they would always hump their fucking pillows, okay?
I'm a nanny on the side.
That's a very common thing, okay? Very. And as I was growing up, I had a sister that was younger than me, and mm-hmm. I would use that to control her. I would be like, if you don't go get me some fucking cereal, I'm gonna tell mom that you hump your pillows.
Oh my God. I don't have siblings, so I can't imagine.
It's like, but it's so ingrained in us, that shame, that mm-hmm. We could use it against her. That poor girl, looking back, she fucking probably justifiably hated us a little bit. Oh, I would have talked about that with my sisters, and I see them next. Because it was three of the older ones, and then she was the younger one, and she was a little shit, and she was spoiled. So it was kind of like the only thing we had against her to get her to like fall in line and not be a psycho. But at the same time, it's like you're using her sexuality to like, how did that fuck with her growing up, you know? Like, just like so fucked up. And I remember my sisters caught me masturbating, and they would do the same thing against me, like,
really?
Yeah, we're gonna tell mom that you touch yourself, even though I was touching myself because we like stole their porn.
Hey, who hasn't?
We would all watch it, but I was the only one who would touch myself. I was like, yo, you guys are missing out. Like,
I don't understand when I hear like friends of mine or people that say, oh yeah, I watch porn, but I don't touch myself. I'm like, wait, what?
You're lying. There's no way you watch porn and you don't touch yourself. Girl. But I just described two people who watch porn and didn't touch themselves. Did they do it at bedtime? I don't know, man.
That's a visual. Great on the visual memory, but still, I'm like,
I have no idea. I'm like, yeah, I was going at it. They weren't. I was like, fucking. Okay. I don't know, man. I feel like sometimes I feel like that is one of the reasons why I'm so confident and so sure of myself in a lot of ways.
Cause you like early on just.
Yeah. Like I knew myself in that way when it came to masturbation, and I was just like, well, there's nothing wrong with it. Feels good.
Yeah. It has health benefits.
Yeah, it helped. Probably one of the reasons why I didn't fuck a lot, like when I was really younger, mm-hmm. even though I was super sexual, you know, it was like I could just masturbate.
Would you say there's a misconception from people who say they're sexual and not promiscuous? Because I feel like you can't even say promiscuous and sex, like you can't be a sexual person without people assuming
that you're promiscuous. A lot of sex. That's so it's true. Like right now I talk about how I'm a super picky slut and how like I love that. Like I'm a slut, but I'm super picky right now, and all these people on my Twitter are like, you're not a slut unless you let every single person you ever meet fuck you, and I'm like, that doesn't exist on the planet Earth. I know your damaged soul might think that that exists, but it doesn't. So no, I'm a picky slut right now. Like I know I've fucked for like maybe not the healthiest reasons. I'm not gonna say what's right or what's wrong, but like fucking people just because I'm not dealing with certain things, or I'm bored, or just like any of those things. I don't know if that's necessarily like maybe because you're bored, why not? But if it's like you're going through something in your life and you're using sex to deal with it instead of just actually dealing with your problems, that's never healthy. But you could use sex in place of anything, alcohol, drugs, whatever. So don't distract yourself, deal with your problems.
But then you might have somebody, unfortunately, you know, probably someone listening to this, they might say, well, I have a sex addiction. So where does that fit in too?
I mean, I definitely think that I have had a sex and or love addiction in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think that if it's one of those things where you think about not being in a relationship, or you think about not having sex for a small amount of time, and it's something that you say, I could not do that, you probably have a problem. And so if you want to get help with that, I think that, you know, at the end, you're still going to enjoy sex and relationships just as much, but you just might have a more healthy approach to it if you do some research on it, maybe figure out what caused this problem, because there's always a reason for your addictions, you know, like
always,
like it's always, in my opinion, you're always coping with something, and then it's also like a combination of letting it get into the habit of doing it so much.
Gosh, dropping some serious gems tonight.
Oh, thanks.
I'm so happy. Ginger Banks in studio with me right now. Or not in studio. We're on location in Hollywood.
This is the studio.
Yes. So, okay, we got to talk some real talk. Not like we haven't, but I got to ask you, because you're very outspoken when it comes to this. And Yaz and I, my co-host, we have asked a couple stars, you know, on and off air, you know, how do they feel right now with people dealing with the criminalization and decriminalization of pornography and just like these misconceptions that are out there? Like right now we're talking about, you know, masturbation and being sexually open and just being open in general about your body. And then you have all these misconceptions that all porn stars are sex addicts, they're drug addicts, they're, you know, brought in through sex trafficking and whatnot. So for you, you really try to, in a way, almost put a normalization to porn.
Totally. I think that whenever someone isn't exposed to something, no matter what it is, they rely on the stereotypes that society provides them.
Mm-hmm.
They're wrong, but society provides us with stereotypes for any different number of group of people. And so when people aren't exposed to a porn star or a sex worker, they rely on those stereotypes, which the media and Hollywood presents them. And so that's why I'm going to be moving to Hollywood. That's why I'm doing all of these things, is because I want to blur that line between like mainstream and pornography. I want people to question why these stereotypes exist. I want to show them that sex workers really are just people, just like you and me, like in every aspect. Like, there are sex workers who are drug addicts. There are also a ton of sex workers who are sober drug addicts.
Yes.
You know, like, holla, I haven't drank alcohol in 3 years and six
yes.
months. And there's a ton of people in the industry like that. And, you know, there are people who are educated, uneducated, but the fucking basis of the matter is that you gotta respect us as humans. Actually, you don't gotta respect us as humans. You don't know what? Because sex workers are badass motherfuckers, even if you respect us or if you don't. And that's my new message, is sex workers not giving a fuck what anybody thinks, because when you become a badass, powerful person, people see that and then they end up respecting you. If you spend all your time and energy telling people to respect you and telling people to listen to you and doing all those things, they actually don't. They don't give a fuck. People don't like being told what to do.
Yeah.
And so I love empowering sex workers, because I feel like not only is that my easiest way to make their life better, is to make, that is the easiest way to make the stigma go away too. Is
indeed.
To make a lot of really healthy, happy sex workers that are out there in this world. And so that's why I want to help change our industry, and maybe like, I want our industry to have some set of morals and ethics and standards. I want our industry to try and focus on putting people together on set who really want to work with each other. It's hard for me to, like, I know we are sexual performance artists, but it's hard for me to think that we should just show up on set not knowing who we're going to fuck or what we're going to do. And how that, it's hard for me not to think how that can negatively affect the human body, psyche, mm-hmm. and all of those things. And so I want companies to be more conscious in the future of the way they put performers together, the way they run their sets, and, you know, maybe just, I'm gonna have to do it myself. You know, mm-hmm. That's the thing, is that I can preach as much as I want, but I just gotta walk the walk.
Now, you're more of a webcam model, but you have done some film, correct?
Yeah, I've done 7 professional scenes, give or take, and a bunch of clip work. Like, I do a lot of content trade.
Let's walk through, you know, a day of set. People ask, I'm sure, this all the time, and people might be just curious. And as I mentioned to you off air, I work more behind the scenes, not really necessarily on set, but I hear a lot.
Yeah.
So when it comes to performers, do you technically have a choice, or does it go strictly through the studio? Because I know that there are some girls that flat out just say, hey, I'm solely working with this person, but I still had to fuck blah, 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 and this is no longer
I think that the people who get to choose who they work with is probably 1% or less in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why I don't shoot a lot of content, is most companies aren't don't really want to give you approval over that. And so I I don't know what the answer to that is, because it is a very complicated situation when you ask one person and then people are going to end up picking people that are at the top consistently. And so I honestly don't know what the answer is. Like, I don't know what the answer is, but it doesn't seem like what is going on right now is the most conducive to a healthy work environment.
And that's, definitely,
that's my main priority is the performers. I don't care about anything else except for the health and happiness of the performers in this industry and sex workers everywhere.
Would you say there's, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of crazy how this is very much a part of entertainment, and yet there's not a community that really protects you guys fully. You know, we've seen it in the news how, you know, across the country, not just here in LA, but also in New York, we've seen it in Florida. And yes, Florida's laws are very, very loose compared to California when it comes to pornography, but all in the same, I feel like you guys do not have just one union that, you know.
A union would be amazing. A union takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of time. And there are people, like, I don't know. I personally wouldn't endorse any of the unions in our industry at the moment. It seems like a lot of people have personal vendettas and other things that they like get in the way and change what should be changed, like change their motives on what should be changed. So that would be amazing. I wish something like that could exist. I wish that, like, AVN and XBiz are, like, also their motives and their incentives aren't necessarily completely pure, and so a lot of stories don't end up getting written about, or they end up getting squashed, or they end up getting written about in ways that aren't necessarily like a legitimate news source. And so I wish something like that existed in our industry. Like, I know we are a subset of entertainment, but there are things like, you know, like other industries have their own news sources that are legitimate.
That is true.
And so that it's unfortunate. True.
Very. Now, digging a little deeper, the Me Too movement. I have to say, personally for me, I feel right now we are living in a time where, yes, I want to hear all the stories. I want accountability to happen. But now I feel like there are people taking advantage way too much about this. And how, as someone who's in the industry where, let's be honest, consent is never really seen on camera.
Yeah, it happens all off camera.
You know, consent is like almost a slap in the face.
Yeah, the whole, I don't know, man. It's like there is a huge problem in our industry still with certain people. And it's hard because, I don't know, man, like my first girl scene, the director touched me during the scene and he still justifies it to this day by saying he was trying to make my scene better.
What the fuck?
Literally, he just did an interview and he's like, I know it was their first girl scene. I just wanted to make it better. I just touched their tits twice and their ass once. It's not like I hurt them. Even in the same breath as saying it's a girl scene, like your hands are, you're not a girl. And so just like, it's so blatant in our industry, like that, but nothing gets covered and nothing gets talked about. So of course these bad people are going to feel like they can get away with their bad behavior. So it's just kind of upsetting. And I don't know, man, I'm taking a break. That's what I'm saying. I'm taking a break. Mentally, I've taken, it's been a month since I shot and I'm going to take another month off. And so who knows?
I don't blame you. I mean, I'm in shock right now. You can't see our reactions, but I'm just like, what the fuck?
And I'm just, yeah, and I had a lot of control over that project, but still, it was, it's intense.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you're trying to do a job and you're being violated in the workplace.
That was my very, very, very first porn set that I had ever been on either. So,
yeah,
I don't really know how to handle it.
Yeah. I mean,
it's crazy.
What can you do?
Just talk. It took me a while to like actually like acknowledge that it happened and start talking about it too. That's what I want people to realize, is that sometimes you just put yourself in denial because you don't want to deal with what happened. And you're like, oh, it was just the miscommunication or whatever. And then you're like, oh no, this motherfucker just like blatantly.
And that's even just like in regular life too. I mean, you look at all these cases.
Exactly.
And people, I hate when people are like, well, why did they take so long?
It's like denial's very powerful motherfucker.
Yes, and trauma.
Wait till you, yeah, exactly. Wait, yeah, trauma is real. So just like until you live it, be a little bit more understanding and empathetic.
Definitely. Way definitely.
Yeah, I don't want you to have to learn it, live it. So
yeah,
be fucking empathetic.
Now, for fans out there, everybody, you know, usually assumes like talking about more assumptions, but people assume that, you know, every porn star wants to fuck their fans, or every porn star out there freely just gives out phone numbers. I get bombarded when I'm interviewing a certain person and someone goes to my DM and say, yo, so can you give me so-and-so's number? Like, they seem really cool to talk to. I'm like, just because they do something that you like.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about, like, fans feel a little bit more entitled to porn stars' attention and time than other celebrities.
Yes, I always flip it. I'm like, would you slide in Rihanna's DM?
And be like, yo, can we get brunch? But also, maybe she does get... But it cannot be as many delusional people. Just like all the time, every day. Just like, yo, I see you're in LA. Can you come suck my dick? Or can we fuck? Or can we... I mean, some people genuinely are just trying to take me out on a date, which seems nice. But at the same time, like, no, I'm sorry. I'm probably like the odds that I'm going to meet someone through my social media and just go on a date with them without them just like anything else in life, trying to make a connection with me on something and talk about something first. Mm-hmm. You guys aren't doing that. You're just treating me like a sex object. Like, I'm not. I'm a person. I have things that I like, and then like you do that, you talk to me about that, and then we get to know each other, and if I'm interested in you, then the relationship begins. Not like, yo, Hollywood and Vine, 10, no condoms, anal, $10.
Oh god.
They're like, yo, Ginger, I just sent you a $25 iTunes gift card for an 8-hour session. I know that we weren't talking on this account, but can you please get back to me, because you stopped talking to me on your other Instagram. And you're just like, you deserve to lose that $25. But then you, like, they don't learn.
No.
Like, some people will message me and I'll be like, okay, like, hey, did you message me from this Instagram? Or is this you on Kick, on Tinder? No, it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll, like, get another message from that same person, like, 6 months later asking a similar question about a similar thing. And I... I'm like, the fact that you're even asking me means that you know deep down that it's not me talking to you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, ask, and then I'm like, ask yourself why you like lied to yourself for so long. Like, bro, work on it. But it's not my responsibility.
Yeah.
Just like the catfish, I can't keep up with them.
How many times have you been catfished?
Oh, I have been catfished. Like, I have been tricked like a couple times when I first started getting on the internet, but people use my pictures like so much now.
Yeah.
I think it's because I have this like girl next door look.
You really do.
With like some gnarly ass porn.
Yes.
So people could be like, was that me?
Oh yeah. No, but it's all good. We're good.
Yeah.
But she's like, no.
No. Hey. My fantasies.
But not like, you know, I can only imagine. I would be scared to death. Literally. Not like actual death, but yeah. I'd be freaking the fuck out. My anxiety would go through the roof looking at DMs like daily.
That dude earlier, there's this guy who said that I'm God, and I mistakenly liked his message on Instagram, which opens it up to him messaging me more and more and more. And then the last one says, the universe just told me that I own you.
Yeah, I don't know how I would respond to that.
Just block and ignore. Block,
man.
And ignore. Block and ignore. Block and ignore. Ignore.
But it's,
please,
but you know,
please don't live by me.
Right? Like, please. Please don't.
It's like, yeah, it only bothers me when the person is in the same vicinity as me.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a sense of security knowing if the person's like overseas or something. But if the person's being crazy and they live in Hollywood and you're in Hollywood, you're kind of like, gulp.
Right? Yeah. Have you ever had, you know, speaking about that, have you had geotags? I mean, we hear it all the time. Oh, I know, God, it happens to just regular women.
No, this one's even worse. So I was staying at the beach house in Hermosa Beach. I think that's what it's called. It's this like really pretty hotel. And so I just took a picture in the bathroom. I did an Instagram live. I went to this like expo that was in town. And while I'm at the expo, this member of mine messages me and says, how's the beach house? Or how's the name of my hotel? And I was just like, excuse me?
What?
And I, like, my mind started going a mile a minute. I was like, he's going to be there when I get back to the hotel, like, freaking out. And he was like, so I told him, like, that made me really uncomfortable when you did that. How did you find it? And he's like, I just knew that you were staying in Hermosa Beach. I saw that picture of you in your hotel. I went on Hermosa Beach and I just went through all of the hotels and looked at the bathrooms in the hotels until I found it.
I'm speechless.
And I was like, thank you for the lesson on not telling people what city I'm going to be staying in ever again. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to be in Hermosa Beach. You know, there's a bunch of fucking hotels. Like, you know, like I'm just going to this city.
Yeah.
I would always tell people what city I was going to before. And now I'm just like, nope, nothing, nada. And it fucks with my business a little bit too. Cause like,
I was going to say,
like collabs, I'll be like, I'm in this city of these dates. But now it's like, I'll be in LA. And then you say,
yeah,
very vague.
Yeah. Very vague.
You can't find me, bitches.
I was like, I've learned, you know, just post the pictures like hours after you leave.
100%.
Oh my God.
Never when you're there.
Never. And I say that also because there's, I've had people like ask me about advice and this guy flat out told me that he stalked a chick and was trying to argue with me about how he didn't. And I said, do you understand that by you sliding in her DMs because you saw her at the gym and you literally went through every single geotag from that time frame
to find her
to only say I saw you at the gym today, you were looking good,
is not a fucking thing that any girl wants to hear.
No,
it's fucking creepy and violating. It's so weird. So what? No, I can't wear my Pornhub jacket in Hollywood.
I was gonna say, like, can you, like,
people are like, who are you? And I'll so this guy in Hollywood Boulevard, he's like, is that real? Like freaking out. I'm like, no, I did not make a fucking counterfeit Pornhub jacket. And so he's like, Banks, like, what's your other name? I'm like, Ginger Banks, like, I just say my name. And so I go, I leave. I'm back here like a month later and I'm walking down the street. And he's like, it's the same guy. He's like, hi, Ginger. I've been following you on Instagram the past couple weeks. And he says, hi, Ginger, like, oh, like over my shoulder and scares the shit out of me.
Motherfucker, I would kick your ass.
That was my mode I was in. I was like, sorry I'm being rude right now, but you scared the shit out of me and I'm getting in the Uber right now. Like, I hope you have a good week. Bye. Because, like,
that's creepy.
And now every time I walk down Hollywood Boulevard, I'm like, he's coming up again. He's gonna pop up somewhere.
Like, I want to restore faith for men out there. Like, I'm not really trying to say that y'all ain't shit, but like, there's so many men.
I tried to tell that guy that I'm seeing right now. I was like, you know what? Because he was talking about being like a cis white male, and I was like, yeah, like honestly, but you just being yourself, because he is such an amazing person. I was like, you just be yourself, and that's like therapeutic to a lot of people who have been damaged by people, because that's where all of this come from, is negative bad experiences. But if you're just yourself, and that's the beauty in the world, and that's the advice I'm going to give everybody, is that people will see that, and then they'll, and you'll be helping them too, just by being yourself and being so sweet and open-minded, because then you're like, wow, people like you do exist. And he's so funny.
She's got emotions. I'm not seeing which emotions, y'all, but she's got emotions over here.
Happy, horny. Happy, horny, and healthy at the corner of, that's the new CVS. Start selling wellness, health, sexual wellness products. That's your new slogan.
All for that. All for it. Now, before I part, because honestly, I could probably talk to you for hours, and it's been amazing, and I thank you for your realness.
Totally,
because again, it's very, I don't know, it's good that there's women out there like yourself that are really just trying to change the way we as civilians out there view porn stars.
Totally.
Like, not
that's
all,
my goal.
Yeah, like, I hate hearing the stereotypes, even when I hang out with my friends in the industry and they're like, oh, so were you guys all like naked? And you know, I'm like, no, fool, we were watching Walking Dead and smoking weed, and I passed the fuck out.
They literally cannot comprehend sex workers hanging out in a group without it being an orgy.
I don't understand.
Like, it's literally like the blood really does go from your brain to your dick. It's a fucking stupid excuse, but sometimes it seems like the only possible.
I just like, I hate to burst your bubble, y'all. Like, it's not all cum shots and titties.
Oh, that's a good one. The cum shot. Brushing my teeth like, you just added another scene to that parody video.
There you go. Please do that. I just
actually need to do it.
I'd full on support that.
Just do it.
That's what it should be called. Fuck it. Just do it. But like, honestly, it's good that there are women out there who are speaking out about this industry, because I feel like it's very rare.
That's literally the only reason I started doing it, is because I was like,
and of your age.
Why isn't anyone else?
Yeah.
Like, because it's like, I felt like there was an advocate for everything else that existed on this planet. And I was like, yo, can we get one of those? Like, okay, all right. Okay, I'll do it. Whatever.
But, and you do it so well, though. It, you know, you're not just saying...
Like,
I can genuinely tell that you give a fuck and that you're like, look, enough is enough.
And this is how I live my life.
So yeah.
It's kind of, it's not exhausting. It's super fun and interesting though. Cause people, I'll be like, oh, we're going to Vegas. What should we do? You should go to the Sapphire Pool Club. And this guy will be like, oh, that would make me feel like a disgusting pervert. And I'm like, well, why? And then we have a cool, fun discussion. And at the end he decides to go. And I'm like, okay, yo, advocacy done.
I like that.
Getting some sex workers some money IRL.
Speaking of money, let's talk about that real quick. Because some people don't understand, like...
Okay, how do you make money?
Right, but we've mentioned one of the biggest places on the internet people get their porn. And, you know, there's that big controversial argument that people are saying, and companies are saying even... You know, don't support Pornhub because it's not going directly to.
No.
You know?
It's kind of one of those things. It's like.
I fucking love
you
your
gotta
jacket.
Innovate. I know. It's a dope ass jacket.
It's dope.
It's like innovate with the times. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like it would. It's like a person fighting against just. It's how it is. And unless you're going to go about changing the laws surrounding it, tube sites are going to exist. And I'm going to be someone who learns how to exist within the market. And my number one priority is the Ginger Banks brand. And traffic out of motherfucking ass comes from Pornhub and comes from tube sites. And I can translate that into sales.
So whether it helps you.
Yeah, of course. Whether or not you want to believe it, not only do I get paid per view on Pornhub. Yes, if we could... wave a magic wand and get rid of tube sites, that would be awesome. Then we would all go back to be making as much money as we did before they existed. But the fact of the matter is, that's probably never going to happen. And let's be smart and innovate and just work with them, especially when Pornhub is one of the few tube sites who treats us good and respects us and actually does try and listen to performers. Like, Model Hub's great. I make great money on their clip site.
Mm-hmm.
So like, there are ways to make money. They have so much traffic. I remember so many different porn sites telling me that the number one affiliate that they had was Pornhub.
Interesting.
For their membership sites. And once I heard that, I was like, okay, I'm kind of stupid to ignore them.
Yeah. So would you say that also, even just like mainstream, you know, sites, like, let's talk about it real quick. Instagram, you know, wrapping up, because I feel like every other day, friends of mine, people that I know in the industry, just left and right, they're not doing anything remotely too sexual. Like, I've seen some porn guys getting some, like, some head off of Hollywood and Vine on their fucking Instagram Live, and they're not getting kicked off.
It's all reporting based. And so if you think about that, it's all the fact that we are triggering people.
Would you say it's almost kind of low key sexist though? That they're attacking the women more?
It definitely is more sexist, but I think there's probably more women who want to report, like, female sexuality is demonized. Male sexuality is not demonized. And you take that and you combine it with us being porn stars. And I always tell people, don't go for the double reporting. Like, don't be a porn star who talks about fucking meat and triggers vegans. Don't be racist and be a porn star. Just don't be racist. But
yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, if you pick something that's also going to get you reported in addition to being a porn star, you're going to get your account taken down because it's all a number-based thing. They don't have people there reviewing anything. They literally just have, it's based on numbers. So I remember seeing one of my male porn star friends post about his girlfriend who was doing taxidermy. And I remember thinking, and his Instagram got deleted.
Red flag.
Because it's all a numbers game. And so that's why you can't, like, you can't, you got to just think about it like that. And you got to talk to the people who have gotten their accounts back. There is a process. There is, like I just got verified because I applied to be verified. You know, a lot of the time I think that we don't make the effort because of the stigma. No matter what it is, getting a house loan, doing, applying for verification, we get discouraged before it even happens. Not even with just sex work, with anything, with women in a special field. We're like, oh, I couldn't do that or anything like that. Like, so many people give up on things before they've even tried. They have not even tried once and they've already given up. Like, how many times did you attempt that thing before you gave up? That thing you really wanted. You want to be verified and you've not... apply for it. They don't get to go
I do it every time. Every time these motherfuckers say nope, 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 nope.
I applied before they even said no.
Oh,
so I kept doing it because I thought about it like this.
Yeah.
It probably sends it to a new employee every single time you apply. And so I did it like a bunch of different times. And so I was thinking, it's probably getting sent to a bunch of different employees.
Definitely.
One of them is going to take the time to look me up and be like, this bitch is legit. And
it's like a job.
It just appeared out of nowhere. But the thing is like not having a legitimate way to get us verified or to get our accounts back and all that. All it does is gives power to these stupid fucking extorters that come out of the woodwork. This extorter got into a fight with me on Twitter. He's like, you're fucking lying about how you got verified. He's like, you have to pay someone at Instagram. And he had this, like, he posted a scam email that he sends people saying, like, how to get verified. And it's true. Like, they don't send you an email when you get verified. They don't send you an email before asking you to get verified. It's all up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You put in the work, and then it just appears there. Okay?
Interesting.
So these scammers, they take our lack of knowledge, and they're like, that's the only time I've ever been fished in my entire life. Is I got an email, quote unquote, from Instagram, quote unquote, saying, you've been applied for verification. Log in. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And I just logged in. And as I'm hitting enter to the password, I'm like, this is fake.
Right.
But it was like too late. And I was like, oh, go change all your password. I just changed my passwords real quick.
That's so what you got
to
do.
I was good. Because they have to like log into the account with that information. So I just changed it before they had the chance.
Smart moves, girl. Smart moves.
It got me, though.
I was going to say, has your, you know, I know people deal with the whole fake account. Like, how do you, have you ever been, like, now just, as you said, you've been extorted for it. But, like, have you encountered your fake profiles and be like, look, motherfucker, like.
I never talk to them personally. They usually block me first, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like I have this weird, like, moral dilemma in the sense that, like, as long as they give people something, like, I know it's bad and I know it's wrong, and I wish they wouldn't do anything, but I wish the scammers will just actually give them my videos and they're not just like taking people's hard-earned money for nothing. It seems it's a really weird thing to say, but it's like, I don't want you to be promising people that you're gonna meet up with me and then they get nothing. Like, there's a more ethical way to steal, to scam.
Way more.
It's like, but if you're going to impersonate me and you're going to just fucking download my motherfucking Pornhub videos and actually send them something, like, don't be an asshole. Don't be a dick. I know you need money. I know that's the basis. And that's why I can never turn off my empathy for anybody. And that's where it comes from. Is I'm like, I know they need money wherever they live. It's not okay. Fuck you. You should be doing something else. But, and then I also will be like, here's a legitimate way to do it by being my affiliate.
Yeah.
So I it's like,
make business all around.
Exactly. Like, you can still make money. Maybe you can try and do it a little bit more of a legitimate way. And you know, your source of income isn't going to be taken away from you because what you're doing is has the ability to be taken away since you're fucking scamming people.
Man.
Maybe one day I will have some extra time and I'll actually go try and get all of you taken down. The thing is, you know what happened last time I reported these Snapchats? Snapchat is the worst with the impersonators.
I was
going
to say, how do you,
reported them. You can only report them yourself. Someone else can't report them for impersonating you. And the last time I did it, my free Snapchat got deleted and theirs didn't.
Wow.
So I have had absolutely no incentive to ever report anybody on Snapchat again because I'm terrified that that's going to happen to me again. And I've built up that that Snapchat for like 3 years now.
Are you even like nervous that, you know, we've seen it happen and people, you know, have gotten busted for it. But, you know, there are women. I mean, let's not pretend it doesn't happen. But there are women out there who do solicit.
Yeah.
Outside of services. There's sex, you know, sex work is sex work at the end of the day. So how would someone like yourself, you know, dealing with the trolls who may or may not get your ass busted saying, well, I got a message from Ginger Bakes that said if I paid $15,000, you know, and I'm flying out and we're fucking and people will think that shit is legit.
I mean,
People have gone through with it.
I guess I don't even know what would happen at that point. I've heard of like these catfishers or these scammers showing up to girls' feature dances and being like, dude, you were supposed to go on vacation. You were supposed to give me this money, like da da da. And then they're just like, that wasn't me. Like, what the fuck? So I think that's worst case scenario.
Ugh.
Someone like really thinks that I'm the one that scammed them. Or like, yeah. Can you imagine? Like, and then they just take it out on you and it's not you. It's literally someone using your pictures.
That
would really suck for someone to try and bring. Hopefully the person who was like claiming that I stole from them would be told by like the police or something like that.
That's what I worry about too, though.
I'd never thought about that. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's been something that's been like bothering me, but yet like, I'm so like, this is why there needs to be more protection because I wouldn't want to hear about someone that I know doesn't even remotely.
Yeah.
You know, if she's not working on set, she's not, you know, soliciting her body in an uncontrolled environment.
Yeah, I get asked if I meet up all the time, but I just say no. I just don't do anything in person at the moment. It's just not something I need to do, and I haven't met someone that I'm like, oh yeah, I want you to be my client. I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah.
I'm also not putting an effort trying to find them, so that's why I probably haven't found them.
Hey.
But I will do full service in my life, and it's also going to be fully documented in a way that is going to bring, get people to question, why is this illegal? Because if it's my body and it's my choice, that includes my choice to suck dick for money or my choice to do whatever the fuck I want with my body. Okay.
So I'm like, we need to do better. It fucking happens.
So like, yeah. And
sex surrogacy is named as prostitution. I'm like, no, people, it's not that.
It just needs to, the stigma needs to go away. The criminalization needs to go away. It will become safer for everybody involved. Everybody.
For everybody.
Clients and sex workers. It's crazy that they can decriminalize it, but then still criminalize the people who buy the services. I just don't understand.
I don't understand it either. So I'm like, lawmakers have it so ass backwards. I'm like, half of you motherfuckers that are like saying that sex is bad and we need to get rid of sex education.
You're the most depraved.
Or the ones who have the biggest black book with the most fucked up fantasies.
I refuse to believe anybody speaking out. Like, people project their fucking problems so much. And so the person who hates the gays the most, I'm like, okay.
You're closeted.
You like dick. Yeah, okay. In this day and age, it's kind of like, there's only a couple reasons, or you had a bad sexual experience in your life. There could be legitimate reasons that someone would react that way, I guess, now that I think about it. But it doesn't make it's still just their reaction. I don't know. I kind of live in that life, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck it. It's not cool. You need to work on yourself. Whatever caused that reaction, yo, you can't treat a human like that.
With that
That's
said.
That's the basis of it.
I appreciate you just speaking that truth, girl. I really do appreciate you, like, to the fullest.
I love that that's a thing that people say now.
Yes.
Oh, it's, like, one of the most beautiful things that I've seen happen this past year.
It restores, like I said, there's some days I'm like, yes, humanity.
Yeah.
We did it.
It's true. We're being manipulated by the media, and Twitter's pretty bad about it, about pointing out the things that are terrible in this world and making them seem more than they are. And I feel like there's more good than there's bad, but it makes us focus.
The bad, yeah, the bad sells better.
Exactly.
The bad sells better.
That's all it is. Goddamn capitalism getting involved in journalism and fucking it up.
They fuck it up for people like myself. I'm just trying to make good, genuine content. No, I got to talk about, well, let's talk about your scandal. I don't want to talk about your bullshit.
No.
Just tell me how you really feel.
That's great.
Well, Ginger, I would love to have you back.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, you got to come back, please.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah, but we got to kick it too. Like, fuck
yes,
it.
Please.
We're locked
in. We're about
in.
To go smoke a joint.
Yes, we're going to smoke a much needed and wanted joint. And Ginger, where can people follow you if they like don't know where the fuck to find you now?
You can follow me on Twitter at GingerBanks1 or on Instagram at TheGingerBanks.
Ooh, so
look for that
official
check mark.
And she got the V in front of it, so it's official as fuck.
That's because I fucking seventh Instagram. I've gone through GingerBanks, GingerBanks1, GingerBanksMFC, GingerBanks. Just like,
damn.
Instagram. This is the one. I think I'm keeping this one. They gave me a check mark.
You got it. You got it. Don't nobody don't fuck up her shit. Don't fuck it up.
Just unfollow me, bitches.
And of course, you can follow me at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. Of course, Ms. Yasmin is fit and dirty. And until next time, safe sex is the best hot sex. Good night.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter. For more earplay fun, go to iTunes